right, welcome back to Alexandria. It is senior day here, so the Cardinals are honoring right now their three seniors. Nice little presentation for them. AJ Spar, Tate Runge, and JP Rodell. Piers wins over Manoman Wobbin today, 55-24. Alex beat Manoman Wobbin, 55-14. As we take a look at this matchup here in a little bit here, should be some pretty good matchups starting right away with Chase Becker's matchup against Mason McGrain, a state-ranked wrestler for the Cards. So we'll take a look at some of the matchups and some wrestling notes for you as we go through the early parts of Saturday afternoon here in Alexandria.
Are you wanting the hottest new Verizon phone but are just a little hesitant to make the switch? Maybe it's the thought of transferring all your info over, or maybe it's just learning something new. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in for the Design Difference. Let us help you out with everything Verizon. We make getting your new Verizon device easy and painless. We do all we can to make sure that you leave our store with what you want and set up how you like it. Experience the Design Difference and get the best customer service today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigganInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Chase Becker against Mason McGrain is underway, and we get a nice flurry right away from both guys, and it's a takedown and a scramble for Chase. Becker gets the early two against Mason McGrain. As the Pioneers, and we get a stall call on Chase. Mason McGrain, he is ranked number 10 in AA. Here's Chase. He's trying to get a cradle here. 2-0 lead for Chase Becker, 50 seconds in. Chase, far side cradle try. Got the leg secured. Can't quite lock it up, though, as he's reaching. Chase with a scramble takedown here early. Trying to stuff the head. Now goes to a crossface attempt. Just to the bottom of the center. Is now getting a little high. Got to be a little careful here. As now McGrain switching almost, but Chase regains his balance on top. Now he's almost got, and he's got the cradle, and he's got him tilted. And Chase Becker's got a good cradle on 10th-ranked McGrain. Oh, he's able to roll through, but three near fall for Chase Becker. Chase with an early 5-0 lead. During the entire senior ceremony here, Chase was prowling up and down, pacing back and forth. Look on his face, meaning business, and he has come out strong here. Pioneers now on the bench just to my, are down in front of me. The Alexandria Cardinal bench area is to the left. Period ends. And Chase wants to go down here, so see if he can score from the bottom. 5-0 here for Chase Becker over Mason McGrain. And caution on Chase. Flinched a little bit. And there's a start. Chase quickly up, standing, trying to break the hands. Broken back down to the mat by Mason McGrain. Alex Cardinal, now he's going after his own cradle and dumps him back to the mat. There's Chase coming around. Chase is going to face him, get a front headlock on. Chase on his feet now. He gets one, and there's a trip try. Still on top, though, and now McGrain catches Chase in a headlock. And now Chase has to defend from the bottom. He's going to get two reverse, and now Chase spinning. And he's flipped back over, and McGrain's got a tight headlock on. What action here at the 106 match. And now Chase squirming left to right here. Chase goes to his left side. Now McGrain still with that tight headlock on. Chase Becker. Now Chase flips over. Chase to his belly, and he's got to free his head. And we get a stoppage as potentially dangerous. There was back and forth action all over the mat there. It is a 6-6 score now. Chase, I think the injury stoppage with the near fall situation, I think, is the rule. That's why the referee awarded 4 points to McGrain there. And that's why it is now a 6-6 score. And now Skip Toops is over with the referee discussing the ruling there. And McGrain and Becker are in a good one here to start our duel. Referee comes over and asks Chase if he's all right. Gets a drink of water from assistant Jesse Zajac. Adjusts the headgear. Referee verbally talking with Chase, and that's kind of the only way to talk is verbally. But I think he just wanted to hear from Chase's mouth that he was okay. So it's 6-6. Both guys have done some great work here in this match. And both coaches head back to their bench, and we're about ready to resume this action in an action-packed match. And now the trainer's coming out. I don't think the referee is totally satisfied that Chase is okay yet. The referee is out, and he's checking the eyes of Chase. So this has to be a little bit of a concerning factor now. The trainer comes out. The referee did not like what he saw on the response from Chase, and the trainer isn't doing any, he's not checking any arms or wrists or ankles or anything. He's looking directly into his eyes, talking to him. Now he's putting him through a little protocol, asking him to put his feet together and stand. And he's just testing his balance. He's kind of putting a hand on his shoulder and just applying a little pressure to see how Chase reacts to that. And he's doing the old finger in front of the eyes, follow my finger thing. So this is a head injury here, or potential. Chase talking with him. And the trainer now heads back to his chair. He gives the okay to continue. So 6-6, Becker and McGrain. And a start. Chase quickly standing. McGrain, now Chase reaching back for the leg. McGrain returns Chase down to the mat. 50 seconds to go in an action-packed second period. And now McGrain off to the right hip, controlling the left arm of Chase. Legs locked in on a double leg ride. Chase brings his knees up to his chest. Chase now feels McGrain reach up for his chin, freeze at hand. 30 seconds to go. Oh, Chase was up 5-0 now. Here's a half in by McGrain. He's going to try and run this here on Chase. Chase trying to brace himself against this. And so far that half still in. No turn yet. Now the turn. Chase, though, able to roll through that. No points. Chase now to a knee. Chase trying to pop his head out. If Chase gets up, Chase with a reverse. Chase goes up 8-6. Short time reversal for Chase Becker. 8-6 for Chase Becker. And McGrain will choose down here. Referee puts McGrain in the bottom position. Chase on top. And a start. 8-6 Becker. We start the third. Becker is going to get called for a clasp. It's going to be 8-7. Chase is going to be a clasp call here. He's got his own half Nelson in, and now we get a stoppage, and the clasp is awarded to McGrain. 10th-ranked Mason McGrain trails Chase Becker 8-7 here. Minute 47 remain. And the restart. Becker on top. Chase tilts him. Chase had a cradle on the first period to get the lead. Neutral yet, says the referee. Chase still now trying to work him, tilt him to the left. Minute 20 to go, 8-7, Becker over McGrain. Both coaches from the bench yelling out instructions. Chase trying to go far side cradle here. Has not locked anything up, though. 1:05 to go. Becker now switches over, jumps over the hips of McGrain to the right side. Trying to tilt him forward. McGrain all balled up underneath. Chase might be getting closer to a lockup now. Now McGrain reaches back for the head. He's trying to switch. He turns. McGrain will reverse. And it's 9-8 with back points coming. And a fall. Good match. And they pat each other and give each other a hug. They knew they went at each other hard. Good match between McGrain and Becker.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Brandon Bryce against Derek Stangle is our 113 match, and a quick takedown into a step through Turk for Derek Stangle, and Bryce goes to his back, and Stangle was going to pile up some near fall points. That was just a couple of seconds into the first period. So Stangle will try and even the match here, elevating that leg. Stangle's got the Turk in. Bryce trying to roll back to his belly from his left side. Derek trying to crank that back over. Right now, Bryce has established himself back to the belly. And there's the three near fall put up by the referee. There's the turn again, though. He's going to get another count. Derek Stangle should be 5-0. They didn't put up the first three near fall. The referee certainly put up the hand indicating the three. And he gave another count, so although it's just 2-0, and there's a fall. It doesn't matter how many near fall. The slap of the mat evens the match. Derek Stangle with a first period fall over Brendan Bryce, and we're even at 6-6 here in Alexandria.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
It's Liam Hennessy against Landon Day at the 120 match. Just underway here. 6-6. There's a shot in by Liam. Liam will score. 2-0 lead for Liam Hennessy. Nice shot. Double shot takedown. Double leg takedown there by Liam. A fall apiece, and we're even at 6-6 here. Hennessy off to the left side of the circle. Landon Day, a seventh grader. Hennessy cranks that over. Hennessy's going to get this tight. Liam's got it tight. Referee down, and there's the slap of the mat, and Hennessy follows up Derek Stangle's fall with a pin, and the Pioneers go up 12-6.
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddie or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
All right, a couple of forfeits here for the Pioneers means that Alexandria has moved up now 18-12. And we're now wrestling at 138. Derek Prisbilla against Cole Vattensdahl. Vattensdahl with the takedown here early first. Alex 18, Piers 12. As he's got Derek down on the mat over on the far side here in Alexandria. Just a beautiful facility here. Third different sporting event the Pioneers have competed here in Alex. The softball team played Sauk Center here in a playoff game. couple of years back. And 2 years ago, it was the state quarterfinal 3A football matchup with Perham here. And there's near fall points as Vattensdahl has Derek in some trouble. He's going to pick up three if he can get tight on the chest now. He's trying to bridge up his Preville. He will roll through. He'll get off his back to his belly. And it's a 5-0 lead for Cole Vattensdahl of Alexandria. Pioneers get back-to-back falls from Derek Stangle and Liam Hennessy. So every match has been a six-pointer so far. There have been three falls and two forfeits. And there's the end of the period. 5-0 for Cole Vattensdahl of Alexandria. Black singlet with a cardinal over the chest, an American flag over the heart. Alex's coach is Alden Struschen. Derek is going to be riding here as Vattensdahl gets down on the mat. And a start as Vattensdahl shifting off. Derek trying to match the momentum of Vattensdahl. And now Derek and Vattensdahl spins into him. Still in on the ankle as Prisbilla now will return. And Vattensdahl now switches again. No escape there. Prisbilla still has the right ankle of Cole Vattensdahl secured. Vattensdahl's in on the right leg on a single of Prisbilla. Now Derek reaches up for a crossface, almost locked it up. Now he's got him belly down to the mat. Kind of slides off that, though. And now Vattensdahl turns into the hips of Prisbilla. And Vattensdahl is going to drive forward. And if he gets out, he's going to get two here. He's in on the hips, and now there is the reversal. So Vattensdahl gets a reverse to go up 7-0. Piers and Alexandria at 138. And they go off the mat right at the feet of assistant Tanner Young down there. Back to the middle goes Derek. He'll be down. And he starts shifting his weight to his right, rolling, trying to bring Vattensdahl with him and maybe get a little leverage advantage, but Vattensdahl stays in good position. Bars that right arm out, kind of bends that taped right wrist of Derek Prisbilla. Derek now to his right hip side. Vattensdahl, legs in deep, wrist control underneath. Vattensdahl right in the middle of the mat. 30 seconds to go. Second period, a 7-0 lead for Cole Vattensdahl. 18-12, Alex over Piers. And 17 seconds left. Vattensdahl not doing a whole lot on top. But Derek's not doing much. There's a tilt try, and he's going to stack him up for only a one count there. Derek able to get back to his belly. 1 second, and there's the horn. Two periods complete. 7-0 for Cole Vattensdahl of Alexandria. He's a sophomore. Record of 11-6. Alex wrestled in Sauk Rapids last night, splitting, losing to Ricori, beating Sauk Rapids Rice. And there's a stall called on Vattensdahl. The red ankle bracelet or anklet wear. Vattensdahl went 1-1 in Sauk yesterday, Sauk Rapids, losing 4-3, and he won a forfeit. Over near the Alex side of the mat to our left, and they are ushered out of bounds. 7-0, Derek Prisbilla. You just get the sense that Derek's still in this match, though. He can make one thing happen. 7-0, Vattensdahl. Derek driving forward. Derek, a sophomore, record of 8-12, gives up two there. It's just kind of got bull rushed and taken down to the mat, and he's given up back points here. Switching to a headlock now is Vattensdahl, and freed the head. Vattensdahl now brings that right arm of Prisbilla wrenched back across his back. Minute 5 to go here. Cole Vattensdahl is up 9-0 right now for the Cardinals over Derek Prisbilla. Referee down and looking. Got that chin press back. Now bridging up is Derek. Able to get to his belly again. Rolling back, and Prisbilla switches and gets two. There's Derek. Now he'll have 40 seconds. It's 12-2 after the near fall point, and the reverse are awarded. And we get a stop off the mat. So three near fall for Vattensdahl made it 12-0, and then a reverse for Derek made it 12-2. And Derek's got 35 seconds to pull something out here. And the start. Sit out try by Vattensdahl, spinning to his left, rolling. Little chin drop try by Derek. He slipped off. Vattensdahl will take advantage, reverse for two, and go right into that arm bar, and the referee will quickly stop that as he just took that left arm and cranked it up behind the head of Derek, and stoppage, and we got blood time here. It's a 14-2 score for Cole Vattensdahl late in the third.
Hi, this is Sarah, wireless manager for Design Electronics. When is the last time you stopped into one of our stores and let one of our awesome staff members check out your Verizon account? If it's been a while, then I encourage you to stop in and let us take a peek at your account and see if there's anything we can do to make it better. There could be a better plan out there, maybe you qualify for a discount, or maybe there's an offer for a new device that you just can't pass up. Whatever it may be, we want to help you. So stop in or call us and let us show you the design difference.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Lakes Printing, Trobix Bus Service, Don's Custom Laser, Piers Villa, Rice Creek, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Kenco, Shelley Funeral Home, Northwoods Gutter, Unity Bank, Piers Family Dentistry, Premium Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Horizon Health, Essential Health, Executive Realty, Todd Primusberger, Piers Commercial Club, United Spray Foam, Piers Lions, TLC Enterprises, Ritter's Thompson and Olson, Piers Golf Course. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
Back in Alexandria as the Vattensdahl-Prisbilla match is ending with a major 16-2 for Cole Vattensdahl. Frank Tomberlin out against Kelly Johnson of Alex. 22-12 now in favor of the Cards. Front headlock right away. Frank will try and defend a cradle try. Johnson driving forward, gets two. Johnson has a cradle here on Tomberlin, trying to tilt it. He hasn't done it yet. He's got a good cradle, though, locked up. If he can just turn, Frank doing a good job preventing so far, but it's still 90 seconds left in the first period. Frank Tomberlin still with Johnson's cradle in place. Far side of the mat, over in front of the scorer's table. We're on the opposite end. There's a now the first time a count happens. He's going to get what, two? Still has the cradle up, so no near fall awarded yet. A minute to go, and now the stoppage, and he does get a two count out of that. 4-0 is the score with a minute two to go. Tomberlin and Johnson here. And a start. Frank immediately pulls those hands right up under his chest. Pioneers are back at home for senior night on Tuesday. That'll be at the Performing Arts. The girls basketball team is home at the Memorial Athletic Center taking on Zimmerman on Tuesday. The boys basketball team will be up in Crosby Ironton on Tuesday. It's a busy night. The Pizzazz dance team is going to be performing in Zimmerman very shortly here. I think 1 o'clock is their time slot for their conference dance performance. Speech team had a virtual meet today, so a lot of things happening in Pioneerland. Here's 17 seconds left. Johnson and Tomberlin. Since that early cradle, Not a lot of action since then. That all happened in about the first 20 seconds. 5 seconds left. Tomberlin doing a good job. Now he's in, lifting the leg, but could not either get out for an escape or reverse late. And it's 4-0 for Kelly Johnson of Alexandria. Sophomore record of 10-6. Tomberlin will start down here. We're already at 145 here. There will be a couple of open matches yet to come, so this is going to go quickly. Chopping at the elbow, trying to break Frank down. Frank gets to a knee on his left knee, trying to bridge himself up. Keeping him off balance, so it's just a little bump of his hips is Johnson. Frank now has his left leg extended. Johnson still working here on Frank Tomberlin. Frank again, momentarily up to a knee with his right leg extended. Johnson, a powerful ride here. There's a lot of riding time for Kelly Johnson. Frank feels that crossface come in from the left side. Here's the cradle locked up by Johnson again. Johnson's going to roll this over here. Right in the middle of the mat. This could be trouble for Frank. Johnson's just trying to find the right spot here. Now he let go of it. Did not have it secured as well as I thought. I thought that was going to be turned and be trouble. 52 seconds left in period two. Kelly Johnson of Alex over Frank Tomlin. Now Frank springs to his feet and almost kicked his way out of that as Johnson had to reach down, grasp an ankle just before Frank got out. Now in deep on the knee is Johnson trying to drive forward. Gets that head out, coming over. Frank almost got tilted again. He's in some trouble now. Frank still, though, scrambling and gets back to his belly as Johnson keeps on the attack. Frank has spent a lot of time on defense. Johnson did get a two, a near fall, so it's 6-0 for Johnson with 15 seconds left. Now Frank to a knee and facing into him. No escape yet, though. Now he's up, and there's the one. Frank gets a short time escape with 8 seconds left. Now Frank goes after a double deep shot. Can he secure this? Get your head out and score. 1 second. No, could not. Good attack, though. Good thing. So a little bit of momentum carrying into the third for Frank Tomberlin. 6-1. Tomberlin will be on top. Referee puts Kelly Johnson down on the mat. Tomberlin aboard, and he breaks him forward. Sit out here by Johnson, reaching up, good and strong cross face by Frank. Johnson spins out of that, though. Johnson's going to get at least one here. Hips are sprawled back as Frank, and both men come to their feet. There's the Johnson escape, 7-1. Now Johnson down on his knees, Frank on his feet. Johnson has the elbow tie-up. Now he's back on his feet. Minute and a half to go. Tomberlin and Johnson, now they create some space between themselves. Hand fight, fireman shot by Johnson, not there. Johnson, a reshot by Tomberlin. Frank gets in on a single. Is he deep enough? Whizzer here by Johnson. Now Frank reaches up for the back of the head. Frank might be thinking about a cradle. Frank still in on the right leg as the strong Whizzer. Now Johnson over the back of Frank. 50 seconds left. Frank still crawling forward. Now a quick snap spin around and a takedown for Johnson. And Skip Toops up saying no way, they were completely off the mat. Matter of fact, Tanner Young was the first one up to say that they were off the mat. And split second later, both coaches Zajac and Toops also agreed that the action was off the mat. Now the referee will go over to the scores table. And the scoreboard shows 9-1. He might take 2 points off, though. 44 seconds on the match clock. Tomberlin paces, as does Johnson. And referee made the safe call. And now they are going to take the 2 points off. So it is a 7-1 score. 44 seconds, and now we're wrestling again. So that brought it under a major, which takes one potential team point off. But Frank's got a short time to go to work here, trailing 7-1. 30 seconds left. Kelly Johnson looking to hook something up again down in front of the Piers bench. Needs a takedown to get it back to a major. Frank fights off an attack. 20 seconds to go. Elbow tie up right in the middle. Shot by Frank. Front headlock. Johnson on a block. 10 seconds to go. Johnson in on a single. Left leg slightly elevated. And does he get two? He does at the horn. That's going to count. And it's going to be a major. 9-1 major makes it 26-12. Wrestling right to the horn. Johnson gets two to make it a major.
Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
It's Ross Bolzer now being lifted as we had a forfeit at 152, so we're to 160. Tate Runge for Alex, Ross Bolzer for Piers with that forfeit. The score now is Alex 32, Piers 12. No points yet as, like a cat, Ross springing back, avoiding a shot by Runge. Tate Runge, one of three seniors honored here before the match for the Cardinals. 11-7 record for Tate Runge. Ross Bolzer recently won his 50th career match in Little Falls. Of course, missed last year with the elbow. And there's an elbow tie-up by Runge. And they're off the mat again. 53 seconds left in the first period. Scoreless between Bolzer and Runge. Both these teams handled Manoman Wobbin earlier today. First match, Alex and Manoman, then Piers over the Thunderbirds. Bolzer inside the circle. Runge outside. And Ross will push him out there. 36 seconds left for Bolzer and Runge at 160. Runge, 2-on-1 wrist ride here. He's got the left wrist of Ross. Now Ross yanks it free. There, forehead to forehead in the middle of the mat. 20 seconds to go in the first. Scoreless between Runge and Bolzer. Ross, again, he's been the one stepping into his opponent, driving Runge off the edge again on an attack. He got in, but pushing him off the mat without any points. So 8 seconds left for Bolzer and Runge in the first. And it looks like we will have a scoreless first 2 minutes of wrestling here. And there's the horn. 0-0 after one for Bolzer and Runge. And Runge on deferral will choose down here to begin the period. 32-12, Alex with the lead. Stand-up try is negated by Ross. Now Runge able to spin around, and Ross gives up two on the reverse, and now Ross to his feet. He'll get one. 2-1 now is the score. Over on the far side of the mat. So after two scoreless minutes, we get each guy scoring in the first 15 seconds, and now Rungy has a nosebleed. So he heads over to be attended to, and Ross will come over to the bench area for the Pioneers. 2-1 Rungy, early second.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Piers or check us out on Facebook.
Back to action after the blood time. Rungy will score two and go up 4-1 as he gets a reverse. Rungy up 4-1 with a minute 5 to go. Second period over Pierce is Ross Boser. Boser now knees to the mat. Rungy on the left hip ride here of Ross Boser. Hooks that ankle in. Trying to thread that left arm of Ross under his chest. Now Ross frees that arm. Extends his right leg. Now Ross, ooh, wicked crossface. You can see the head of Ross kind of jerked to his right. He's up and off, but no escape as no loss of control. It's 4-1 for Tate Rungy of Alexandria over Ross Boser of Piers as we are 36 seconds remaining in the second period. Stand up by Ross. He's switching in, goes after a single. He'll get one, and it's a 4-2 score. Ross with a couple of escapes. He's got a score now from his feet to tie this up. And again, Ross driving Rungy off the mat here. And the referee telling Rungy that you've got to make a little better effort here to stay on the mat. 17 seconds left, 4-2. And off the mat, and there is a stall warning on. Well, they gave the stall to Ross, I believe. Ross is green, I think, on the scoreboard. 6 seconds. And that's the way as they dance out in the middle. And that's the end of two. 4-2. Well, I think Alex might be green. It just makes sense that was a stall on Rungy. Okay, Ross starts down, quickly stand, but returned to the mat by Tate Rungy. We're underway early seconds of the third period as MMLB is keeping the score and Courtney Kroll running the camera for the team today. 4-2 for Rungy. Ross trying to free himself. He's got a couple of escapes. He'd love to not only escape but reverse here. Now Ross, and he's out again for his third escape, and it's a 4-3 score. And I think Rungy has been warned for stalling again, and Ross again just pushes him off the mat. That's got to be awful close. Awful close to a stall there. That's, again, Ross. Forward, 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 retreating Rungy every time. He's now heels to the back again. And Ross, and there's the stall, and it's tied. There it is, waiting. 4-4 now. The stall point against Rungy. Ross continuing to press forward, and Rungy stepping backward, and Ross again driving into his opponent. 105 to go. It's a 4-4 score between Bozer and Runge. And again, Ross just pushing him towards the edge. Runge again is outside the circle. Ross coming forward. And they're out of bounds with 53 seconds left. Ross will continue to press the action. And again, he steps forward. Runge, half step back, half step back. They reestablish now closer to the middle again. 42 seconds left in a 4-4 match. Runge and Bozer. Ross forward, reaches for the left knee, couldn't get it. They separate. 30 seconds left. Shot in on the fireman's by Runge. Runge trying to lift. Ross trying to defend. There's the lift and the takedown. And two for Runge. He got a one, so it's 6-4 with 16 seconds left. 6-4 lead for Tate Runge. And now they'll be restarted in the middle with Ross down. He takes a look at the situation on the scoreboard. He's got a reverse here and a caution on Ross. An early start as he tried to anticipate the whistle there. He takes a little circle back behind his opponent. Now gets back down in his position. And a caution on Runge. Runge got on board on top before the referee instructed him to. That's why that caution was made. Now he says, here's a roll by Ross. Switching, trying to go into a Gramby. He's out for an escape. Runge wisely just let him go. 10 seconds left. Ross, if he can get one more stall call on, driving forward. Runge with 4 seconds. And off the mat with 2 seconds left. 6-5. Ross almost had the reversal, and Runge felt it and cut him loose. And now a caution on Ross diving in at the ankle. Referee sets and blows the whistle, and that's going to do it. 6-5.
Winner by 6-5 decision for the card.
Now Ross will not be rewarded for an excellent effort there. He was by far the more aggressive, and Runge able to win this one and put the Cardinals up now 35-12 over the Pioneers here in Alex.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneers sports booster.
All right, the Pioneers have an open weight at 170. Now Wyatt Dingman gets caught right away against Mason Teaser in a cradle. And there's the fall just 15 seconds in. Well, 25 seconds in, to be correct. 135 is the time. So a quick fall for Mason Teaser puts Alex up now 47-12 over the Pioneers after that matchup.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
It's Grant Kusky against Gavin Fernholtz of Alex now. And right leg extended up in the air for Grant. There's the trip. And Fernholtz will get two to go up early here. This is 195. It's Alex 47, Pierce 12. Two more matches to go. Trying to wing in on Grant Kusky here. 1 minute Referee down to a knee to start his count. Grant's on his back here, and there's the fall with 57 seconds left. Fernholtz by fall, and it's 53-12 Cardinals.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
It is Luke Monum for Alexandria against Daniel Hoffman of Piers. And Monum will score a takedown 20 seconds in. Daniel now will have to fight from underneath. One more match to go after this. There's a cradle here. Hoffman, though, rolls through that. Still has a headlock here on Daniel, does Monum. There's a reversal for Hoffman, and we are tied at 2-2. Hoffman now stuffing the head of Monum. Daniel on the left hip ride now, right leg extended for Monum. Luke Monum, an eighth grader at 220. Trying to stand, Hoffman, a junior, arm bar in. Trying to take his base away. Now he gets Monum down to his belly. 2-2 score, 50 seconds left, first period. And trying to tilt is Hoffman, cranking over on that left shoulder. Right now, Hoffman in a better scoring position. If he can turn the eighth grader here, almost. Hoffman has the double wings in, and they stop it for dangerous. 26 seconds left. 2-2 score. Hoffman will be on top here to begin the restart. Breaks him down to the mat. Coming up short time in the first. Cross face for Daniel Hoffman, and Monum was tapping the arm of Daniel as if he was being choked, but the referee calls a near fall and gives up 3 points. Monum almost was like he was tapping out there, and he rolls over to his back as he tries to catch his breath there. The three near fall on the board for Hoffman as the period ends. 5-2 lead for Daniel, and Monum will be down. Hoffman on top, gets the whistle and breaks him down. Monum to his right. Daniel plants his elbow right in the back of the neck of Monum. Goes after the power half on the left shoulder. And Daniel's going to try and run this into near fall point or a possible pin for Daniel Hoffman. He's got to still crank that over, though. A minute 38 to go in the second. Monum trying to defend a power half Nelson from Daniel Hoffman. That left arm wrenched up over the head, and they stop it. And I think Monum's got blood time here. So blood time for Monum. He'll head over, be attended to by the trainer, and Hoffman will talk with assistant Russ Holland over in the bench areas. The Pioneers and the Cardinals of Uppsala going at it here in Alex.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Uppsala Motors in Uppsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Uppsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Uppsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, they finished cleaning up the mat. Blood time is over, and Daniel Hoffman leads over Luke Monum 5-2 with the second period underway. Start for Hoffman, elevating. Hoffman returns him back to the mat, 115 and counting. Daniel up 5-2. Monum trying to twist his way out. Daniel in good position behind. Again, just an eighth grader here at 220. Looks like Daniel's thinking about a cradle here. He's got the leg reaching up behind the head. This could turn into something with 52 seconds left for Daniel Hoffman. He's got him almost turned. He's on his side. Just got to turn him, and now the count starts. Hoffman trying to fall here. He's got him stacked, and there's the fall for Daniel Hoffman with 41 seconds left. Hoffman with the fall. And the Pioneers make it 53-18.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. February is the month of love, and you're going to love some of the deals we have for you. Purina is offering early bird booking specials on inoculants and minerals, along with up to $5 off per bag on select milk replacers. Hubbard is offering $25 Visa gift card for anyone buying a case of OptiPrime colostrum replacer through February. We also have all of our current lovely deals on Vernik attachments, Ritchie water, snowblowers and piers, cap jackets, and Reed and Tingley boots. We are also very competitive on all feed pricing, grain hauling, steel equipment, and much, much more. So call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do. And go Pioneers.
Carter Geise out there to try and finish this one off with a win for the Pioneers, and he gets a 2 takedown over David Rauscher. Carter was just beaming after his match against Manoman Wobbin. Came walk right by me, and he looked at me, and he says, "I got a leg." That's exactly what he did. He shot in on a single, took his opponent down, and pinned him early. He was just thrilled. And now he's got the early lead here, a minute in. He's got a half. He's going to try and turn this over. Rauscher trying to fight off a Carter Geise, half Nelson. Carter on the left hip, working on the right shoulder. Now he switches to the left shoulder. 45 seconds left. Carter's up 2-0. Alex leading 53-18. Carter again has the half, trying to turn that over. Carter almost has him flipped. Carter will settle in now. Carter's getting the count. Geise with Rauscher on his back, and that's the way it ends. Carter Geise with a two-fall day. Geise with a first period fall, and the sophomore Carter wins 2 by fall today, and the final is 53-24, Alex.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood.
premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers. The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Well, the day is done in Alexandria and head coach Skip Toops joins me here. And Coach, you go 1-1 here in Alex today, beating Manoman Wobbin, losing to Alexandria. We had some good performances today. Let's start with the guy that finished it today, Carter Geise. A couple of falls for you for the sophomore. Nice work by him.
Yeah, you know, he wrestled well. He's been working hard and getting better all year long. He missed a whole year last year with knee injury. So, you know, coming back, getting that mat time is huge for him. And he's been improving all year long, getting two wins. Today is a nice confidence boost, and I'm pleased with the way he's been wrestling.
How much of an effect, let's go to the opposite end of the weights. Chase got checked by the trainer there. Looked like trainer thought he might have banged his head, and Chase scored right away early. I mean, he was really wrestling well, and then just a really exciting match. I mean, that was kind of maybe the highlight of the day right there, that 106-pounder.
Yep, you know, Mason McGrain from Alexandria has been in and out of the rankings all year long.
And 10th he's, currently, I think.
Yeah,
yep.
he's a tough kid. And we took a 5-0 lead on him, and we're wrestling tough. And Chase can go with all those guys. And we get thrown in a headlock, and we fight off. And most guys in that position probably wouldn't get off their back. And he fought pretty hard off his back. And, you know, I think Mason, what happened is he kind of got choked out a little bit as he's fighting off his back. He's a battler. He can go with all those guys. And a few things that will minor adjustments, and we won't get thrown in those headlocks. We'll be up 5-0 and coast to victory. So.
Derek Stangle goes 2-0 for you today. Picks up 10 team points for you, a fall and a major.
Yeah, he's been wrestling well all year long. He's been a leader down low and goes out there and gets takedowns. He's offensive and I appreciate his effort and he's been an anchor down there for us all year.
Another two pin day for Liam Hennessy.
Yeah, you know, he's a seventh grader and he's really stepped up and he's wrestled really well for us. I'm pleased with his fight and his effort every time he walks out on the mat. And, you know, pretty much every time he wrestles somebody that's older than him. Possibly even bigger than him, as he only weighs about 115, 116, usually wrestles 120, 126. But, you know, he's got fight, and if you got fight, you're going to go a long ways.
One other match to talk about here, and I thought that 160 match with Ross Bozer and Runge, Ross ended up losing a 6-5, but it just seemed like Ross was pushing him all over the mat and to only get the one stall call. I mean, I thought that could have come a lot earlier.
For sure. You know, and one thing I will say is all our guys are in pretty dang good shape.
Yep.
I don't see any of our guys getting tired in the third, and we see some of the other teams getting tired in third. And, you know, Ross has been a senior leader all year long, and he's battled. And you know what? We got to get a little bit more to our leg attacks and maybe get a little better lock and finish one of those, and then we got that match. But, you know, that's a good kid, and he's strong and a good wrestler. Ross's effort was great.
Two more final things before we let you get back on the bus here, Coach. First of all, Tuesday is senior night for you at home.
Yep. So we have four seniors that we are going to be honoring, one wrestler and Ross Bozer and three managers, Ashley Holmquist and Emma Melby and Courtney Kroll. And they've all been great in our program, and we're looking forward to honoring them.
And then finally, if you can just give, we talked about it before the day started, just between us, but the way the postseason is going to look like, it's certainly going to be a different look here than people are used to, but there is a framework in place for a postseason for high school wrestling.
Yep, no, we're looking forward to both team and individual. It's going to be completely different. We're not going to be able to go down to the XL Energy Center this year, but team starts first on March 11th. We'll go to one of the two high seeds in our section for the team section, and right now it looks like Pequot's probably going to be the one seed, and Thief River Falls or DL will be the two seed, so we'll be at one of those places and wrestle. the winners of each one of those halves, so your top two teams from each of those halves of your section will go on to a super regional, and we're paired with 7AA, you know, so that's Foley, Princeton, Mora,
okay.
Grand Rapids, those guys. On the 13th, which is a Saturday, they'll wrestle that Final Four. The winner of that Final Four will go on, and that's considered state prelims, okay? But the winner of that will go on.
Could you equate that to a quarterfinal then?
So
if 7AA and 8AA are going at it?
Yep, so what they'll do is they'll wrestle the section championship of 8AA, and then they'll wrestle what would be the state quarterfinals.
Okay.
There's just, if you lose there, there's no consolation for you.
There's no advancement, there's no wrestle backs.
No. So if you win that, then you'll go down to the state tournament and you wrestle in the state semis.
And you were thinking that was going to be in St. Michael?
From what I've heard, it's going to be in St. Michael.
Okay.
The week after that, we come right back on Tuesday, the 16th, and we'll be in Pequot for our section individual tournament.
Okay.
A little bit different this year. They're going to the top four. We'll go on to a super regional. They're not going to wrestle out a first-place match or a third-place match. You get seated in your bracket, and if you lose two, you're out.
No wrestle backs, no true seconds?
Well, there is wrestle backs to come back. They'll go through consolation semis.
Okay.
Right? But if you lose in consolation semis, you're out.
Okay.
And if you win, you're automatically into the super regions.
Okay.
Super region individuals will be on the 20th, and that's going to be in Foley. And we'll be with 7AA again there, and we'll have eight wrestlers between the two sections qualify for those, and each weight class. And top two go to state, full wrestle backs, true second match, everything like that. So.
Well, like you stressed, Coach, a pleasure to watch the guys compete. They always give it everything they got out there, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Coach Skip Toops, the Pioneers here, they defeat Manoman Wobbin 55-24, and then they lose 53-24 to Alex, and it'll be a home try on Tuesday. That'll be at the Performing Arts Center. The girls are at home Tuesday against Zimmerman. The boys are up in Crosby Ironton, so all kinds of things happening. A busy Tuesday, but we're done in Alexandria. Going to get out and enjoy the rest of this beautiful Saturday as the Pioneers go 1-1. We'll wrap it up with our You Are There Sports Frosties Wrestler of the Day, and we're going to do that when we come back here. It's wrestling action here on You Are There Sports.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a Phelan Meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
And the Frosties, You Are There Sports Wrestler of the Day is sophomore Carter Geise. He gets two falls today in the 285-pound class. So Carter Geise is the winner of the Frosties, You Are There Sports Wrestler of the Day. Pioneers go 1-1, beating Manoman Wobbin, losing to Alexandria. That'll do it. We'll be back with you on Tuesday up in Crosby Ironton. The boys take on the Rangers again. Thanks for listening today. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday here on You Are There Sports. Good day, everybody.